We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Soci joining us now, voice of the New England Patriots. Bob, what was the reaction when the news broke over the weekend that the Patriots have agreed to terms with the former number one overall pick of the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton?
Yeah, guys, great to be with you. And it's great to have something to talk about that's an actual sports item, an actual sports transaction here. And the reaction was a strong one, as the reaction always is in these parts to anything related to the Patriots. And a varied one. I think, you know, number one, when Tom Brady left via free agency, people were wondering for a long time, well, what are the Patriots going to do? Are they going to sign a Cam Newton or another free agent on the market? Or are they going to trade for someone? Names like Andy Dalton were mentioned both nationally and locally. And then the draft approached and people wondered, will the Patriots make a move to try to move up in the first round or draft someone with their first or second pick to be the next quarterback? And I think people resigned themselves to the idea of Jarrett Stidham being the quarterback. And so last night it kind of came out of left field for the Pats, if you pardon the baseball cliche, and Pats fans. But I think at the same time, when you put the pieces together, it makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels, especially considering Bill Belichick's past. Here's a player that who's done well against the Patriots. Obviously, he's got a great body of work when healthy overall, but especially against the Pats, and Belichick often covets offensive players who foil his defenses. And Newton has done that in 2 regular season starts, and they have seen him annually in the preseason. Then beyond that, you think about risk versus reward and cost versus value, and Belichick loves a bargain. And so here we are with Newton basically at the minimum, maxing out even. It's a bargain even if he maxes out the incentives at that position. If it doesn't work out, you know, really what's lost in the transaction? And if Stidham beats him out, that's even better.
Well, and to me, if he's healthy, I would be shocked if Jarrett Stidham would beat him out. Now, the reason why I say that is because mentally he might have a better grasp of the offense. But if Cam Newton is healthy and he understands the offensive concepts, there's no way that Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer could beat out Cam Newton if he's healthy. I mean, he's not 41. He's 31 years of age. I mean, now, I know the punishment he's taking is like maybe – instead of 31, more like a 35-year-old, but he's rushed for almost 5,000 yards, 58 touchdowns, the most in NFL history. I mean, I just look at Cam Newton and what he did for the Auburn Tigers. I mean, there's a reason. I think one of the greatest seasons in college football history, to be a national champion, Heisman Trophy. He was an MVP. Think about this. Cam Newton was an MVP. Drew Brees has never been an MVP. So when I look at that, if Cam Newton's ready to roll, I would be shocked if Stidham or a Hoyer, and I think Patriots fans would embrace that. If they beat him out, to me, it would be more short-term than long-term, than maybe because of the offseason, he hadn't been able to grasp what they're trying to do.
Yeah, Bobby, there are a lot of ifs in the signing of Newton on the plus side, and certainly a lot of ifs related to the downside of it. And you're right. I think if Cam Newton is healthy, we're talking about a game-changing quarterback. He's one of a handful, I think, at the position that, you know, I would look forward to calling a game when he's playing. And as much as it's a team sport, the ultimate team sport, and he's one of those players who commands your attention all the time, and he does it because of the skill set, the strength, the size. He's a competitor. I know that some people will look at a play here or there, particularly the fumble in the Super Bowl 50,
right,
as a stain on his career. But I've seen him against the Patriots compete and lead the Panthers to two late game-winning drives in 2013 down in Charlotte and in 2017 against the Patriots in Foxborough. And then you look at his situation. He's got a lot to prove, and he certainly is determined now to show that, hey, the Panthers made a huge mistake letting him go. I mean, the only is really when you look at him, whether or not he can play the position for the Patriots. You touched on one of them, and that's whether or not he can catch up to speed on the offense, whatever they're going to ask him to do, and it won't be the same that they asked Tom Brady to do. And the other is, of course, are related to the health. The shoulder has been problematic in the past, we know, and last year was the foot injury, which he suffered against the Patriots in the preseason.
You know, when you look at risk versus reward, I thought very favorable to the Patriots organization, and I kind of compared it to Teddy Bridgewater. Now, Teddy Bridgewater basically got $7.5 million without incentives, but I'm looking at the 1 year deal worth $7.5 million with incentives. And if he's playing, boy, that could be great value to say the least. And I'm very similar to Teddy Bridgewater. We know how he parlayed that into like a $20 million deal to go to Carolina. So is Cam kind of taking the approach, okay, let me get it done in the 2020 season, approve a deal. And then the supply and demand, not enough quarterbacks going around. Because, you know, if he's rolling, someone will pay him in 2021, 22 and give him that 20-plus million type contract, which he thinks he deserves it in that market.
Well, Bobby, if Cam Newton's a student of history, he knows a lot of other guys who've done it as well. And it's been kind of a formula for a number of players. Come to New England, resurrect your career a bit, and then go get paid elsewhere and have a chance to win with the Patriots. Yeah, if he's looking to redefine his career in some respects and compete for a Super Bowl, now they still would have a lot of work to do to overcome the Chiefs in the AFC, but having a Newton certainly makes a big difference. Certainly the expectations on the outside and in Vegas change when Cam Newton is the quarterback as opposed to Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer. So he's got to look at it that way, don't you think? This is an opportunity to go there, play for Belichick, play for a winning team, you know, marry his skills with Josh McDaniels' offensive mind. And I do think that they would meet halfway. I think McDaniels is able to contour the offense to a quarterback skill set. He's done it in the past with Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett when they had to fill in for Brady. He's a guy who drafted Tim Tebow out in Denver. He appreciates, and I think he really wants a mobile quarterback, someone who can bring movement to that position in his offense. So if you're Newton, it's really a no-lose for him as well. I mean, he's unsigned. Apparently didn't have interest from other teams. So he's got this opportunity to come to New England, prove himself a winner again, and then get paid as a result.
You know, you bring up Las Vegas. It's amazing where they were 21, 20 to 1. Now it's all of a sudden 9 to 1, 10 to 1. Now that's all predicated on Cam Newton's health when you're talking about Las Vegas. But, you know, I think quarterbacks are aware of this and players. Listen, who doesn't want to play for the Patriots? You're not going to the Jaguars. You're going to an organization that always wins. You can go back to Matt Castle days and how he parlayed into that. You brought up Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, and then even Jacoby Brissett. I want to say one of those games he ran for over 100 yards. So, I mean, when I look at Cam Newton, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm almost saying like, well, if he's healthy and ready to roll, I'd be disappointed if we don't get the 10 wins and at least be a playoff team. Considering also it's a team sport, look how good the Patriots defense was last year. The top three in production. So a quarterback always welcomes that. I play with the Dome Patrol and all that. So that's why, to me, this is a big win for the Patriots. And like Cam Jordan said, good riddance. I don't have to deal with him. I'm glad he's out of the NFC South and has to go to the AFC.
Well, I mentioned that he's played well against the Patriots. Mobile quarterbacks in general have given Belichick's defenses a lot of problems throughout my tenure calling Pats games going back to 2013. And so I think that's another aspect of it for him and for the Patriots. This gives their opponents a different aspect. As difficult as it is to defend against Tom Brady, you know, they have a coach in the division, Brian Flores, who had a great defensive game plan last year with Miami and really frustrated the Patriots in Week 17. Sean McDermott in Buffalo and Leslie Frazier there. They have really posed some problems for the Patriots defensively the last couple of years. Well, now you throw in a quarterback like Cam Newton, And all that familiarity within the division, at least with two of the three coaching staffs, you know, now they no longer have that advantage because it's not Jared Stidham from the pocket trying to run the Patriots offense the way Tom Brady did. But you got a quarterback like Cam Newton, and you got to prepare for all the possibilities, especially, you know, him involved in the running game when you play the Patriots.
Bob Soci, voice of the New England Patriots here on Sports Talk. Cam Newton going from Carolina to New England, a one-year incentive-laden deal. Bob, is this team, the Patriots, now still the team to beat in their division?
Well, I think the, you know, people look at Buffalo as the team to beat in some respects because they really have only added to what they were last year and going to the playoffs for the second time in 3 years. And I mentioned McDermott and Frazier have done a terrific job on the defensive side with the Bills. But the question mark for them remains Josh Allen in the quarterback position. They have Stephon Diggs, and they've got a lot of skill around the quarterback. Beasley was a nice acquisition last year. They got a good running game. They've got a good offensive line. But it still comes down to whether Josh Allen can make plays on a consistent basis and not make mistakes, which he was really prone to do his first 2 years in the league. And I just look at the Patriots, and I'm biased. Obviously, I'm their broadcaster. I look at the pedigree. I look at the leaders that remain. Bobby mentioned the defense. They lost pieces, Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins. But they brought in some pieces who I think can help offset those losses. They have Belichick, best coach in the game. They'll always be well prepared. Last year, they were really decimated with injuries on offense. They've got to be better, certainly at two positions this year, tight end and wide receiver. And if you put a quarterback like Newton in the mix, like I said, I think that improves their running game tremendously because you now have to account for him as a runner. And last year, the running game was somewhat erratic, again, because of injuries primarily on the offensive line, a lack of a good tight end on a regular basis, and then an injury to fullback James Devlin. So I look at this team, and I still think when you add it all up, the Patriots remain the team to beat in the AFC East. You know, they're the champs, as Brendan Bean, the general manager of the Bills, said, until we beat them, you know, they remain the team to beat. Miami's the team that intrigues me down the road, especially if Tua is the quarterback they hope he will be and expect him to be, because I really have a lot of admiration for what Brian Flores has done with the Dolphins, and I think they made a lot of good moves in the offseason around the quarterback position.
Bob Soci, voice of the New England Patriots. Bob, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. I hope we have football to talk about this season sooner rather than later. Take care. Stay safe, okay?
All right, you do the same.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.